So if I were to summarize what you've learned here with this nationwide study from a diverse group of people, it's general optimism and then certainly some questions and some trepidation. But let's get into that optimism first and an overview of what you found here.
We really wanted to hear about the experiences of raising the next generation from parents across this country. And what's important about this study is we talked with 2,000 families, but from a very diverse range across all different racial and ethnic groups with many different family compositions, from grandmothers who are taking care of children to uncles to two-parent households. What is true is that there are many common experiences among the caregivers and those who are raising our children, and that they believe that there will be opportunity for their children, and they have a great sense of hope and optimism about what lies ahead. Part of that is believing that they'll be able to provide more opportunities for their children than they may have had themselves. Some of that's just fundamental to thinking about the ways in which conditions have improved over many generations. In spite of being in some particularly difficult times, they are deeply optimistic for their kids and their kids' future.
I was wondering if, to the extent that you want to give your opinion, that surprised you, only because we're in an era, because of all the things that have been happening economically, geopolitically, and more recently, the pandemic and the racial reckoning in the country and all of that, that a lot of parents may not have thought that their kids would, for example, be as successful as they are, be able to buy a home at a fairly early age. You know, the dreams that generations have for the next generation, that seemed to have stalled a little bit. I personally was a little surprised by that optimism.
I certainly think to see at such high levels in the midst of a global pandemic, the levels of optimism which we saw, perhaps it was a little bit surprising. But what I will say is that if you think about parents and caregivers and how they wake up each day, they wake up thinking about those opportunities and what they can provide for their children. What sits in front of them is really a human being with great potential. If you think about that's the investment that they are waking up each day, it does give a great sense of optimism. I want to be clear, though, it wasn't like they did not see challenges ahead of them. Many parents across all races and ethnicities, they were very troubled about the experiences that their children might have related to anxiety, mental health, bullying, and it didn't matter what background they were from. They certainly, for parents of color, had deep concerns about things like individual discrimination and structural racism, and whether or not that would affect their children's opportunities to be able to get good jobs or to be able to advance in their careers. It wasn't a naivete. It was just really seeing the potential in their children.
To put a little finer point on that, I don't happen to be a parent myself, but all of us through empathy can understand looking down upon that newborn in the crib and imagining what he or she will do someday. It is a particularly sad commentary, isn't it, on our society, that for parents of color, they fear that right out of the gate, just because of a child's skin color, there may be many obstacles and challenges.
Yeah, and it was profound. It showed up across all different races and ethnicities. And for Black parents, 9 out of 10 of them had a concern of that kind, whether it be individual discrimination or some belief that because of their background, they would be perceived or stereotyped in a particular way. The same was true for Asian Americans, where more than 7 in 10 really held that perspective. But I think what's also true is that white parents held that perspective. And the questions weren't, do you think you're going to be discriminated against? It was really about whether they saw equal opportunity for all children. And so there was some fundamental belief that in our society, sometimes it does matter where you live, who you are, and what your background is. It is sad, but there are things that we can do about that in terms of how we think about what's best for all our children and families in this country.
Could I ask you to expand upon that? I mean, we are in an era now where we're trying to not only understand one another, but support one another and make sure that groups that are underrepresented, didn't have a voice in the past, now have agency. What can we do with the results of this survey to make things at least a little better, take a few steps in that direction?
Well, I'm going to say one thing that I don't think many people think of, but should, but I actually think one of my challenges is that we need to listen to the wisdom of parents. Because when you talk to them about what all families need, they certainly think about the basics, you know, that they don't want to make trade-offs between whether they have to put food on the table and whether or not they're paying rent. They want enough time to spend with their families. And so if I were to boil it down to three basic principles about listening to the wisdom of the parents. It's putting measures in place, whether that's policies, big and small, that ensure that every family can rely on an adequate amount of resources and adequate income so that they can provide everything that they need to ensure their child's healthy development, that they have the time and space to be able to invest in caregiving. And there are many different things that we can do, from sound paid leave policies to making sure that we are creating a strong childcare system that supports families when they need to work, but that they can also make sure that they have that time at home. And then last but not least, making sure that we put strong measures in place so that parents don't have to fear that their background will be a reason that they don't have access to opportunity, or that their children aren't able to seize the opportunities that are before them. And that's really about thinking about everything from how we finance our systems to making sure that we have great anti-discrimination laws in place. There are some ready-made things that we can do to support every family in the United States.
Is there something I forgot to ask about?
So the only thing that I would throw out there is that we're very excited about the American Rescue Plan and the promise that that holds, because it's one of the ways in which we have seen that opportunity open up for families. And I think it comes at a time when many families need a little chance to breathe. What I would just say about that is I had a profound experience when I went and listened to families in Newark, New Jersey, where we asked them what would most help. And someone said, I just need a chance to breathe. For a lot of families, the American Rescue Plan is going to give them some of the breathing room that they need in order to either pay off debts or get some of the basic supports that they need so that their families are well taken care of and they can invest that time in childbearing and caregiving. That's important because, as Ai-Jen Poo would say, care is the work that makes all other work happen.